Tommy, could you talk about how much of a grind this game was?
How you had to keep your composure so much because it was such a tough game defensively on both sides?
That's all it is, just mental toughness. It's a game of run, so whenever they make a run, we just got to stay level-headed and know that's the rest of the game. We'll get back and get stops and try to score on the other end to stay in the game. It's a long game, so just take every possession serious.
Talk about your three-pointer in overtime and how big the shot that was.
You know, they went to a zone. I feel like it was a bad thing to do because everybody tied a zone. It's like you rested, so shooting an uncontested shot is pretty easy when you're already tired and nobody contesting it.
Tiny, how important was this victory for this team right now?
It's very important. You know, obviously they won last year, so I mean we had to bring it back home. It's like a big rivalry, so you know it was very big to the team. You know, we lost to Baylor, so I mean just coming back, just get on the road to win. You know, it's good.
When James Anderson went out for them, did you guys sense that might be a chance for you to jump on him right there?
Yeah, pretty much. So when that big man got the ball, we tried to deny the guards on the wing, so we can get him to the end of their shot clock, and they end up rushing the shot.
I mean, nobody shot very well for either team tonight. Your percentage was actually one of the better ones out there. Did you feel good all night shooting, and did you hesitate at all on that three-pointer?
You know, I'm a jump shooter, so if your adrenaline running, it's easy to get shots up with your legs if your adrenaline running. It's a big game, crowded into it, so I just wanted to make open shots to take the pressure off my teammates.
You missed a couple of those short ones early in the game, but when Warren gets a few late, I mean, what are you thinking there? Just make sure you put that one in.
Yeah, I know. I missed two of them, so you know, I went filling in the second half. You know, my obviously Willie and Tommy had the ball in their hands, so you know, my thing was just rebounding the ball. You know, I just wanted to rebound the ball and don't give the opponents no second shot. So I just wanted to rebound the ball, basically.
Tommy, is this a game that earns you locker room privileges in Oklahoma stuff, you think, from here on out?
What'd you say? Excuse me?
Do you get back in your locker room with a win like this tonight?
I'm not sure. I'm probably like one more win. I get us back in the locker room.
Tiny, you guys gave up a lead at the end of regulation, and then they scored to open overtime, and all the momentum was with them. And Tommy reversed that with his three-pointer. Can you talk about the emotion that you felt and that the team seemed to feel when he put you back in the lead?
Well, everybody trusts Tommy on the team. You know, obviously he's a point guard, he's a scoring point guard, but he's a pass first point guard too. So when he made the shot, you know, that just, you know, it just switched over and the crowd got into it, you know, and we got excited and we just tried to, you know, we kept the lead, you know, and I just kept rebounding and Kay had hustle plays and he made shots and had steals. So, you know, everybody adrenaline started pumping and we just got into it.
Kay, could you talk about the cumulative effort to hold James Anderson down?
You had him a little bit. Tony had him. Willie had him a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we kept talking about last year how he came in to our place and had a great game. I think he had 37 points or something like that. So we really wanted to try and keep his hands off the ball, contain him. And me and Croc were trying switching on him at times just to make sure, you know, we could get over the screens and stuff like that. But overall, I thought we did a pretty good job. I know he had quite a few free throws there in the first half, but you know, we wanted to make him earn them instead of have wide open shots. So.
Okay, talk about the importance of this game, this win for this team that needed it pretty badly.
It's huge. You know, it's the biggest game because it's right here and now, and especially against our state rival. You know, what a better start to have to come out and, you know, try and beat them and start a run here in the Big 12 for us as a team. You know, these young guys never been in a Bedlam game. You know, I hope they realize how big it is, and you know, it's just about as close every game from here on out when you go up against another opponent. So we need to come out with the same energy, same passion, same effort like tonight, and I think we'll be successful. So
when James Anderson went out with the head deal there, did you guys sense an opportunity to jump on him a little bit there?
Definitely, you know, because you know, with him out, their offense drops a little bit, and just wanted to keep attacking inside, keep going to Tiny against Moses. And but even when he was in, you know, he was getting in foul trouble, especially late. So we still felt we could go at him and try and get him out of the game. But definitely felt you know, an opportunity to try and, you know, take the lead. So
Tiny, you had a ton of rebounds, 18 of them. Moses had 13. Mm-hmm. You like playing in a game where both teams are missing shots all night, so you can grab a ton of rebounds?
I mean, I don't like my team to miss, but I mean, I feel like, you know, if I can get the rebound, you know, I wouldn't mind doing it. So, I mean, I was all right with it.
Was you guys thought you could win a game on the defensive end like you did tonight, considering some of the struggles you guys have had defending? Winning a game with defense is something that you guys really haven't been able to do this year.
Yeah, I mean, with a game like this. Defense win games, you know. Obviously, like, you know, everybody knows that we're very talented, but if you play defense, you know, and hold your opponent under, you know, under their scoring, I mean, yeah, like under their scoring, you know, and play a lot of defense, you know, I think you can win. And then when you play defense, obviously the scoring come with it. So, I mean, we keep playing defense, you know, we can win a lot of games.
Is that good for these guys?